Thank you. I would like to say how much I appreciated the comments of all of the panelists, but I rose at the comments of Mr. Atkey. I believe that the Canadian government is quite wrong, if Mr. Atkey is speaking for them, in counting out Canadians. Canadians are not the enemy, Mr. Atkey, any more than are the peoples in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world. In my opinion, terrorism is the enemy of all people. And the United States has no God-given role to be the only country which is opposed to it or which takes action. In my view, what we have to do is to put these matters in the hands of the United Nations, obey the rule of international law, and the United Nations must address the problems that generate terrorism around the world. There have to be solutions found, just and lasting solutions to real problems. And if there isn't, the world is going to be a much more dangerous place, and we are all at risk. And I think that the efforts to go to war, to take Canada into a war, which we have never done except in 1990, since World War II, and to restrict civil and democratic rights in this country are very dangerous. I think you play into the hands of the terrorists. I don't think that you represent the interests of the people of Canada. If you did, you would take us to the United Nations and find political solutions, not military ones.